Thank you. Eka was a brother of Ramananda Roy, one of the sons of Bhavananda Roy. So he was actually a tax collector on behalf of the government. So he collected the taxes, but he didn't give all the money to the government, to the king. So one day people suddenly came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him that Gopinath Patanyayaka has been condemned to death by the eldest son of the king, and he's been raised on the changa. The changa is a device for killing a condemned person. It consisted of a raised platform on which the condemned was made to stand. Underneath the platform there were stationary upright swords. The condemned man would be pushed down onto the swords, and in this way he would die. Why has this man only got two? If he got four? It broke off, huh? It broke off. Why they broke off?
One broke and the other was taken off.
Not the devotees jumping in the kirtan, was it? The people were appealing that Bhavananda Roy and his family are your servants. Therefore it's quite fitting for you to save the son of Bhavananda Roy. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that Bhavananda Roy was Pandu, incarnation of Pandu. And the sons of Bhavananda Roy were the incarnation of the five Pandavas. Isn't it? Ramananda Roy is Arjuna. But actually, Ramananda Roy, there are four persons together in that incarnation. There's a Pandava Arjuna, there's also a cowherd boy called Arjuna. In the Gaurganadeshadipika, it said that they joined together in the personality of Ramananda Roy. But that also, it is also said in Gaurganadeshadipika that some consider him to be incarnation of Lalita Shaki, and others consider him to be the incarnation of a gopi called Arjuniya. So four persons. But in one of Prabhupada's purports, he says that he's also an incarnation of Vishaka. Five persons involved there. So anyhow, this family was very dear to the Lord, so they were appealing to Lord Chaitanya to save him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, why is the king chastising him? So they explained that he'd been collecting the taxes and he still owed money to the government. So Gopinath, he offered that I've got some very nice horses. Instead of giving you that money, I'll give you these horses. So in this way, I'll pay the tax. So he brought the horses to the door of the king. So one of the princes knew how to estimate the price of horses well. So the king sent for him to come. So the prince gave a very low estimate. It was a very unfair estimate. And when Gopinath heard the price quoted, he was angry. So that particular prince, he had a kind of idiosyncrasy, and he was turning his neck like this and facing the sky, so looking here and there again and again like this. So Gopinath criticized the prince. He said that my horses never turn their necks or look upwards. Therefore the price for them should not be reduced. Hearing this criticism, the prince became very angry. Going before the king, he made some false allegations against Gopinath Patanyayaka. This Gopinath, he said, is unwilling to pay the money due. Instead, he is squandering under some pretext. If you issue an order, I can put him on the changa and thus realize the money. The king said, you can adopt whatever means you think best, any device by which you can somehow or other realize the money is all right. So thus Gopinath was raised onto the Changa by the prince. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, well, what is the fault in the king punishing him? He doesn't want to pay. He's misappropriating the government's money. Not fearing the king, he squanders it to see dancing girls. If one is intelligent, let him perform service to the government, and after paying the government, he can spend whatever money is left. So at that time, another person came in great haste, bringing the news that Vaninath Rai and his entire family had been arrested. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the king must personally realize the Jews. I am a sannyasi, a member of the renounced order. What can I do? Then all the devotees headed by Sarup Damodar fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submitted the following plea. All the members of Ramananda Roy's family are your servants. They are in danger. It's not fitting for you to be indifferent to them in this way. After hearing them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in an angry mood. You want to order me to go to the king? He said, your opinion is that I should go to the king's palace and spread my cloth to beg money from him? Of course, a sannyasi may beg up to 5 gandhas, but why should he be granted the inappropriate sum of 200,000 kahanas or conchals? That's the amount that was owed. Then another person came with the news that Gopinath had already been set up to be thrown on the points of the swords. Hearing this, the devotees again appealed to the Lord, but the Lord replied, I am a beggar. It's impossible for me to do anything about this. Therefore, if you want to save him, you should all pray together at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath possesses all potencies. He's able to act freely and can do and undo whatever he likes. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in this way, one officer named Harichandan Patra went to the king and told him, after all, Gopinath is your faithful servant. To condemn a servant to death is not good behavior. His only fault is that he owes some money to the government. If he's killed, however, what profit will there be? The government will be the loser, for it will not get the money. It would be better to take the horses for a proper price and let him gradually repay the balance. Why are you killing him unnecessarily? The king answered in surprise, I did not know about this. Why should his life be taken? I only want the money from him. Go there and adjust everything. I only want the payment, not his life. Harichandan then returned and informed the prince of the king's desire, and immediately Gopinath Patanayaka was taken down from the Changa. Then he was told that the king demanded the money due and asked what means he would adopt to pay it. Kindly take my horses for a proper price, he replied. I shall gradually repay the balance as I can, without consideration, however. You are going to take my life. What can I say? Then the government took all the horses for a proper price. A time was set for payment of the balance, and Gopinath Patanayaka was released. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from the messenger, what was Vaninath doing when he was arrested and brought there? It's another name for Gopinath. The messenger replied, he was fearlessly, incessantly chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He counted the chants on the fingers of both hands, and after he had finished chanting 1,000 times, he would make a mark on his body. Hearing this news, the Lord was very pleased. Who can understand the mercy of the Lord upon his devotees? At that time, Kashimishra came to the residence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord talked with him with some agitation. I cannot stay here any longer, the Lord said. I shall go to Alalanath. There are too many disturbances here, and I cannot get any rest. This all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this on a number of occasions when he was disturbed by the devotees petitioning him, like they petitioned him that he should give audience to Maharaj Prataparudra. And he said that, why should I, have a sannyasi, why should I associate with a materialistic person? If you don't leave me alone, I'll go to Alalanath. Or the time when they were, petitioning him about Junior Haridas, or when they were petitioning him about Kala Krishna Das, like that. The Lord, he was very strict in all these particular instances. He didn't want to compromise, and he'd rather leave than compromise. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Jagannath has saved him from death today, but if tomorrow he again does not pay what he owes the treasury, who will give him protection? If we hear about the activities of materialistic persons, our minds become agitated. There's no need for me to stay here and be disturbed in that way. Kashi Mishra caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet and said, why should you be agitated by these affairs? You are a renounced sannyasi. What connections do you have? One who worships you for some material purpose is blind to all knowledge. Kashi Mishra continued, if one engages in devotional service for your satisfaction, this will result in his increasingly awakening his dormant love for you. But if one engages in your devotional services for material purposes, he should be considered a number one fool. It is only for your sake that Ramananda Roy resigned from the governorship of South India and Sanatana Goswami gave up his post as a minister. It is for your sake that Raghunath Das gave up all his family relationships. His father sent money and men here to serve him. However, because he has received the mercy of your lotus feet, he does not even accept his father's money. Instead, he eats by begging alms from centers for the distribution of food. Gopinath Patanyaka is a good gentleman. He does not desire material benefits from you. It is not Gopinath who sent all those men so that you would release him from his plight. Rather, his friends and servants, seeing his distressed condition, informed you because they all knew that Gopinath is a soul surrendered unto you. Gopinath Patanyaka is a pure devotee who worships you only for your satisfaction. He does not care about his personal happiness or distress, for that is the business of a materialist. One who engages in your devotional service 24 hours a day, desiring only your mercy, will very soon attain shelter at your lotus feet. Verse now quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, quite well-known verse. Tattenu kampam shushamikshamano bunjaya evatma kritam vikaham vipakam ridvag vapu bir vidadan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bak. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for becoming your unalloyed devotee. Kindly stay here at Jagannath Puri. Why should you go to Alalanath? Henceforward, no one will approach you about material affairs. Finally, Kashi Mishra told the Lord, if you want to give protection to Gopinath, then Lord Jagannath, who protected him today, will protect him in the future. After saying this, Kashi Mishra left the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and returned to his own temple. Okay. Any questions? Comments? Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guram Satam Sahagana Raghuna Khanitam Vam Sajivam Sataitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna
Chaitanya Devam. Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Shtam. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna